Hello? Shoot.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, it's Brendan from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Sorry I missed your calls at lunch, but I got your voicemail. You want me to follow back up with you on Monday when you're back in the office?
I'll actually be back in the office on Wednesday. I get back in town on Tuesday.
Okay.
You know, then we can kind of go over things. I potentially would be interested in what you have to offer. Is it a term loan, or what are you exactly talking about?
Yeah, so we have a bunch of programs. Kind of depends on what you're looking for, if it's equipment financing or working capital. But we have terms that some are monthly, some are weekly, some are daily. It just depends on like what you're looking for and what we can get you approved for.
I'll tell you, here's what I'd be interested in. I'm more of a term loan, a 3 to 5 year loan in the range of $100,000 to $200,000.
You said 3 to 5 years?
Yes.
100 to 200. Okay. And was this for equipment financing, or is this just cash?
It'd be a combination. I have a number of things that I'm dealing with right now within the... I don't know if you're familiar with our company at all. We're a manufacturing facility, and we deal with our biggest customer, our schools.
Okay, and
right now I have...
It's like weights and stuff for working out?
Yes, it's weight lifting equipment, you know, benches and squat racks, all the free weight equipment.
Barbells.
Reflector line. And so we deal with the largest percentage of our business is with schools, so we obviously have a good pay ratio. We always get paid. But one of the things that's happening right now is I have a couple contracts, and one I'm working with right now that I'm hoping to solidify, and it looks almost for sure, is with the L.A. County School District, which is 1,500 schools. And over a 3 to 5 year period, I'm going to have to ramp things up based upon the product and the need that they have, or that we would have to service their orders. So
okay.
It's a very, very positive thing, but it's something I'm a little worried about without a substantial amount of capital in the bank, you know, ready to go as far as a combination of being able to use it for new equipment, personnel, you know, that type of thing, because everything on the manufacturing side is predicated on a lead time of 2 to 3 months to ramp up correctly and get everything going.
Okay, so then in order to meet that demand, are you saying that you just need the money to just provide the material, or you needed to, like, get some more equipment or machines to match the demand?
It would be a combination of that. And right now, again, I'm just in the process of solidifying this contract. Everything's in the mail right now, and our first order, which will be a very strong presentation for the district with the district leaders, and even, like, for example, the mayor, and they have a whole array of people that are going to be there for the initial one before we actually start with the schools. And this becomes, you know, once it's ramped up, the orders start coming in. I go from one order, and the next thing they're telling me right now, what the district supervisor that I'm working with is telling me, well, our next order will start out with 50. Then I have 50 orders coming in. Obviously, that changes my ratio pretty quick, and I've got to kind of be ready for that. And I'm pretty sure that, like I say, that's going to happen. So that's why I'm even giving you a call, because I'm just starting to look for money along those lines.
Yeah, no, it's a good problem to have, though.
Absolutely.
From the sound of it, though, we can definitely help you out. But yeah, when you get back in the office and you have more time to talk about it, to write some extra notes down, and then get you an approval once I get your application in, and then you can see what you're kind of working with. And
sounds good.
You said on Wednesday?
On Wednesday of next week, yes, sir.
Yeah. What's a good time to call?
Morning for me, and I'm Mountain Standard Time, so anything from 7 o'clock to, say, 11, that's my best time for taking calls.
Okay, yeah, I can. I get in at 6:30 Pacific time, so I can call you at 7:30 your time.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great.
All right,
plan on that.
I'll put something down. Do you have an email I could take down and I could just
send you my email is, you bet, is bob@bfs, B as in boy, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, mail@mail.com.
Got it.
bob@bfsmail.com.
BFS, yes, I got that. And is this the best number to call you at? Or is there an office
number? My cell number is, definitely use that. I have that with me all the time, and I just turn it off when I'm doing presentations or working with someone. So.
Okay, cool. Then I'll try you back on this number on Wednesday at 7:30.
Very good, sir. I appreciate it.
And watch out for my email. I'll send you a little extra info.
Okay, great.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, bye.